Thank you. It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where today the Tacoma Rainiers host the Oklahoma City Dodgers in game five of a six-game series. Rainiers won the first three against Oklahoma City, but dropped game four yesterday. Yesterday's defeat by a score of 5-2 ended the Rainiers' six-game win streak, and Tacoma looking to start to work on building a new winning streak here today. The Rainiers playing very well of late. They have won 12 of their last 15 games, and they are currently tied for the second half playoff spot with Las Vegas. The Rainiers trying to qualify for the postseason. Oklahoma City has already qualified for the playoffs. In fact, they have home field advantage because they won the first half title. Oklahoma City enters play at 73-37, best record at AAA baseball. Their starting pitcher today is the Dodgers' 2020 second-round draft pick, Landon Knack. Knack making his eighth AAA start today. He's 2-0 with a 3.00 ERA. He'll be opposed by Tacoma veteran lefty Tommy Malone. Malone 4-1 with a 4.74 ERA, making his 16th start of the year. It's Tacoma and Oklahoma City, game five of the six-game series. When we come back on the Rainiers pregame show, we'll take a look back at yesterday's game right after this.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
The Tacoma Rainiers hosting the Oklahoma City Dodgers tonight here at Cheney Stadium. Game 5 of the 6-game series wraps up with a day game tomorrow at 1:35. Then the Rainiers hit the road for a week in Sacramento, a return engagement. They were just there a couple weeks ago. Have another 6 games at Sacramento starting on Tuesday. The Rainiers will be back home on August 22nd to start a 12-game homestand, as it'll be Vegas for 6, followed by Sugarland for 6. 12 games here at Cheney Stadium, running from August 22nd to September 3rd. Check TacomaRainiers.com for more information. Well, the Rainiers lost yesterday 5-2. Oklahoma City trailed 2-1. Then they hit 4 solo homers in the 7th and 8th innings, and Oklahoma City won the game 5-2 with 5 solo homers hit by 5 different players. The Rainiers offense only had 5 hits yesterday. Taylor Trammell had a tape measure homer. We'll look at the starting lineups in today's game right after this.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memory.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's game. First for Oklahoma City, the Dodgers AAA club is going to lead off with Yonny Hernandez at third base. Batting second, left fielder Michael Busch. Miguel Vargas hits third. He's the DH. David Dahl bats cleanup. He's in center field. Batting fifth, catcher David Freitas. Ryan Ward is playing first base, hitting seventh. Shortstop Bryson Brigman. Drew Avins hits eighth. He's in right field. And batting ninth, second baseman Pat Valeka. On the hill is Landon Knack. For the Rainiers, Ryan Bliss leads off. He's at short. Batting second, right fielder Zach Deloach. Hitting third, DH Brian O'Keefe. Taylor Trammell's in the cleanup spot left field. Batting fifth, Jake Shiner at third. Adam Engel hits sixth in center field. Robbie Tenero hits seventh. He's at first base. Hitting eighth, second baseman Riley Unroe. And batting ninth, doing the catching, Pedro Severino. On the mound, Tommy Malone. He's starting his warm-ups. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch at the start of tonight's game right after this.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit BECU.org/free checking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseball. As we're ready to start this one, the Red Ears and the Oklahoma City Dodgers. And on the mound, Tommy Malone, the lefty, who is making his 16th start of the year, 4-1, 4.74 ERA. And Malone ready to work on Yanni Hernandez, the switch-hitting leadoff man for Oklahoma City, who will bat right-handed. First pitch of the game is on its way, and it is taken for a strike, and this game has begun.
First pitch, 73 degrees.
Game time temperature is now the 0-1 pitch is bounced foul. There's strike two. A beautiful day here, and change in the weather from the first four games of this series. The wind is blowing in from center field today, which I'm sure Tommy Malone is a fan of. His 0-2 pitch is down low for a ball, 1-2. Malone, the veteran lefty, 36 years old. Tons of major league time. Nearly 1,000 innings pitched in the big leagues over the course of his career. This year he's primarily been with Tacoma, but he has twice been called up by the Mariners to make a spot start. Now the 1-2 pitch is swung on and lined softly to short, where it's caught by Ryan Bliss, and there's the first out of the game. Hernandez with a soft liner to shortstop, and one man is out at the top of the first inning. And now Michael Busch will be the batter. Malone working with catcher Pedro Severino. Tenorowicz at first, Unroh at second, Bliss at short, and Shiner at third. Here's the pitch to Busch, and it's hit in the air to shallow left. Coming in on it is Trammell towards the foul line, and he makes the catch. And there's out number two. Busch retired on the very first pitch, flying out to shallow left field. Two down, and now Miguel Vargas will be the batter. Vargas, right-handed hitter, settling in now. So Trammell's in left with his fellow outfielders being Adam Engel in center and Zach Deloach in right. Right ears are wearing their crimson Washington State Cougars-inspired uniforms today. As here's a pitch down low to Vargas. This is our annual Color Cheney Crimson night here at Cheney Stadium. And Washington State University well represented, including their mascot, Butch, who we just saw on MILB TV with a furry friend. 1-1 the count to Miguel Vargas. Now a check swing roller foul on the first base side. Red Ears had their six-game win streak snapped yesterday. Overall, they're 59-53 on the year. Next pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Vargas, and that wraps up the top of the first inning. Three up, three down, and Malone has a strikeout, his first of the game. We go to the bottom of the first. It's Oklahoma City nothing, Tacoma coming to the plate.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
At Renewal by Andersen, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyandersen.com.
Oklahoma City went down in order in the top of the first inning, and now the Rainiers come to the plate in the bottom of the first. Ryan Bliss, Zach DeLoach, and Brian O'Keefe, the top three in the lineup today, facing a pitcher the Rainiers have never faced before, Landon Knack. Knack into his motion. His first pitch to Bliss is taken inside for a ball. Now, Bliss has seen him before because Knack has spent most of this season in the Double-A Texas League, and same for Ryan Bliss, who was with Amarillo before being traded to the Mariners. So here's a pitch up and in for a ball to Bliss. Bliss had two singles yesterday. This is just his 10th game with his new team. 2-0 pitch from Knack is in there for a strike, and the count goes to 2-1. Bliss 5-17 so far in this series against Oklahoma City. 2-1 pitch to the Rainiers shortstop. Swung on and hit well towards left. This is deep. It is back and caught at the track by Michael Busch, who was on the move. And he gloved it on the run at the warning track for the first out at the bottom of the first inning. Well, I didn't have a chance to mention yet. This is Busch's first game in the outfield this year. He's played strictly the infield this season. He has played in the outfield previously in his career, but not in a long time. And the very first hitter for the Red Ears puts him to the test, and he made the play along the warning track. Now the pitch to DeLoach is fouled out of play. There's strike one. DeLoach hitting 289 with 17 homers, 66 runs batted in, 397 on base percentage. Now the pitch is taken down low for a ball. One ball, one strike. Knack's making his eighth AAA start. He's 2-0 with a 3.00 ERA. 1-1 pitch lined into right field. There's a base hit. And DeLoach is aboard with a clean single to right. First hit of the game for either team. Zach DeLoach pulls a single to right field. And now Brian O'Keefe is the hitter. O'Keefe had his 12-game hitting streak come to an end. Yesterday was 0-for-4 last night. Hitting 243 with 22 homers, 65 runs batted in. First pitch to him is inside for a ball, 1-0. Now Knack ready with his next pitch. And it's a check swing, and O'Keefe went around, and the count's even 1-1. A slider there from Knack. Knack, 26 years old, second-round pick in 2020, coming out of East Tennessee State. 1-1 pitch is high for a ball, 2-1. When the Dodgers drafted Knack in 2020 in the second round out of East Tennessee State, he was the highest chosen player out of East Tennessee State since 1979 when At Natalie Hammaker was a first-round pick. Here's one down low for a ball, and we mentioned that because anytime you can get Atlee Hammaker into the broadcast, it's going to be a good night. Three balls, one strike to O'Keefe. Turner to throw to first. Deloach back in with a dive. He's being held on by Ryan Ward. Oklahoma City has Valleca at second base, Brigman at short, and Hernandez at third. Outfield is Bush in left, Dahl in center, and Evans in right. Knack on the hill, working with catcher David Freitas. Now the pitch is bounced foul, third base side. Full count, 3-2. O'Keefe back in the batter's box now. Deloach with his lead. There he goes. The 3-2 pitch is pulled foul down the third baseline. Off-speed pitch there from Knack, and O'Keefe was out in front of it and pulled it foul. Toss to first base, and back in safely is Deloach. We're just underway here at Cheney Stadium. No score between Tacoma and Oklahoma City. There goes the runner again. The 3-2 is hit in the air to center. And Dahl started back, but now he comes in as the wind pushes it in, and he makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Deloach retreats to first base. So two outs, O'Keefe flies to center field, and now Taylor Trammell will be the batter. Trammell hitting .287 with 15 homers in 53 games. And he has hit three homers during a five-game hitting streak that he brings into play today. And the pitch from Knack is taken for a strike. First pitch changeup. And Trammell's going to challenge it. We're using the challenge system today, so the human umpire's calling the pitches, but the players can challenge and go to the robot umpire, and that's what's happening now. And Trammell was right. He wins the challenge. That pitch was low and away, and so it is ball one instead of strike one. And Trammell ahead in the count. Now the 1-0 is inside. Two balls, no strikes. Two-oh pitch. Called a strike, and it's now 2-1. Rainiers took an early lead last night, and Trammell was the reason why. It's now the 2-1 pitch, open in ball three. He hit a long home run in the second inning last night to right field, 450 feet. Turns out it was the longest home run hit in any AAA game last night. 3-1 pitch. Low ball four. Trammell heads down to first base. So Tacoma with two on as Deloach is now at second, and Jake Shiner will hit with two outs. Shiner's been quiet recently. His average is at .255. He still leads the league with 26 homers, one more than Trey Cabbage of Salt Lake, and his 88 runs batted in still leads the league as well. Two on, two out. The pitch to Shiner is breaking ball over for a strike. First pitch slider. 1-0. Now the next pitch, up and in, and it hit the bat of Shiner and went foul. That's a foul ball. So Shiner was trying to get away from the pitch, and it hit his bat. So it's 0-2. Next pitch coming from Knack. Swung on and fouled away. Shiner fighting it off. And the count is still no balls, two strikes. The 0-2 once again. Swung on and hit hard on the ground into left field. A base hit. They're waving into Loach. Bush with his throw home. It is in time. They got him. Michael Bush throws out to DeLoach at home plate for the final out in the bottom of the first inning. It was an aggressive send, but DeLoach thrown out at the plate by the left fielder Michael Bush on Jake Shiner's base hit that was sharply hit to left field. No runs for the Red Ears on two hits. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the second inning. Tacoma and Oklahoma City are scoreless.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
No score between Tacoma and Oklahoma City. We go to the second inning of play. David Dahl to lead things off for Oklahoma City in the top of the second inning. And Tommy Malone on the mound. He's into his motion to the pitch. Is a breaking ball that misses ball one. Well, the Red Ears put Michael Bush to the test in the bottom of the first, playing the outfield for his first time this year. They ran on him. Here's a pitch in for a strike to Dahl, and he threw out DeLoach trying to score from second base on Shiner's base hit, which was hit hard right to Bush in left field. Now a breaking ball over for a strike to Dahl. The Rainiers challenged Bush to make a strong and accurate throw home, and, well, he did. Now the 1-2 pitch is swung on and fouled off. And it is still 1-2. Dahl hitting 269 for Oklahoma City. Fouls off the next pitch. He has six homers. 354 on base percentage for the Dodgers. Played for NL West rivals this year, David Dahl. Here's a swing and a miss, and down he goes swinging. Tommy Malone with his second strikeout went to his curveball there to whiff David Dahl, one out, and now David Freitas will be the batter. Dahl, though, opened the season making the Padres opening day roster and then went to El Paso, was eventually DFA'd. The Dodgers signed him to a AAA deal, and he's with Oklahoma City, so he's been with Padres and Dodgers in the same season. That doesn't happen often. First pitch to David Freitas is outside for a ball, 1-0. Freitas, right-hand hitter, batting .333 in just 19 games this year. He swings at the next pitch and misses, 1-1. Freitas part of the home run barrage for Oklahoma City yesterday. Five solo homers hit by five different players. So now the 1-1 misses for a ball. Freitas's homer was the fifth and final one. It came with two outs in the eighth. Went to the opposite field. 2-1 from Malone. Down and in for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Malone to the plate with his next pitch, and it's a swing and a foul off Freitas' foot, and hey, lands on his back in the batter's box, but now he's up on his feet, and he'll walk it off. Fouled it off his left knee, actually. Umpire getting a new batch of baseballs to give Freitas a little extra time to recover. Now the 3-2 coming from Tommy Malone. And it is swung on and hit in the air to right field. This is going to carry directly to Deloach, who makes the catch, and two men are gone at the top of the second inning. So Malone retires Freitas, and now Ryan Ward will be the hitter. Rainiers wearing their Washington State University Cougars-inspired jerseys today. As here's a swing and a fly on the left side, a pop-up foul and out of play. It's in the seats. And, you know, the Rainiers have been doing this promotion with Washington State and then the paint the park purple one with the Huskies, which comes up later this month. Been doing it for a while, and it's always funny when there are players from rival schools forced to wear these jerseys. Here's what outside do. Ryan Ward, 1-1. Malone out of USC. He may not actually have any sort of feelings one way or the other for Washington State. I don't know. But certainly we're in the same conference when he pitched at USC, as this one misses for a ball. Two-one pitch fouled back, 2-2. There have been a couple times over the years where the Rainiers have had players out of the University of Washington wearing their crimson Rainiers jersey on this date. Not this year, though. 2-2 pitch, swing, and a miss, strike three, and down goes Ward, and that wraps up the top of the second inning. Tommy Malone's off to a fast start. Six up, six down with three strikeouts. We go to the bottom of the second. Tacoma at Oklahoma City are scoreless.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Pro
Novak is ready to help you when you need us most. As experts in advanced industrial stormwater and sewer system maintenance, we have solutions for any size job. Our experienced and highly trained personnel specialize in hydro excavation, stormwater management, vacuum sweeping, full grouting, seal and repair services, pipeline jetting, as well as cable TV pipe inspections. With one of the largest fleets, we have proudly served customers, large and small, throughout the United States for more than 30 years, and we look forward to serving you.
No score between Tacoma and Oklahoma City. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Adam Engel, Robbie Tanerowicz, and Riley Unroad bat this inning. Landed Knack on the hill. The Red Ears had two hits and a walk in the first inning, but did not generate a run. In fact, had a runner thrown out at the plate. Here's Engel, and the pitch is down low for a ball, 1-0. Engel hitting 272 with 10 homers, 29 runs batted in. Now the 1-0 is up and in for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Now the 2-0 is called a strike. 2-1 now to Adam Engel. Engel has reached base safely in 28 of his last 29 games. 2-1 pitch, called a strike, counts even now, 2-2. Last night, Engel was 0-for-3 with a walk. 2-2 pitch. Outside, ball three. Engel started to go after it, but was able to hold up. Three balls, two strikes. And the pitch is up and in, ball four. Leadoff walk. Engel will head down to first base. Second walk drawn by the Red Ears today. Tacoma continues to lead the league in drawing walks. Now Robbie Tanerowicz is the batter. Engel, an excellent base stealer, has his lead. The pitch is bounced to short. Fielded there by Brinkman. He tried to flip it with the glove to the second baseman, and he threw it over his head. And everybody is safe. Engel safe at second, and Tanerowicz safe at first. So a bouncer to short. This should have been a double play. Brinkman gloved it, and instead of exchanging it to his bare hand and tossing it accurately to second, he tried to glove flip it to Valleca and set it high and over Valleca. Brinkman's being charged with an error. Tanerowicz reaches on a fielder's choice. Engel safe at second on the air by the shortstop. Two on, no one out for Riley Unroe. Up on the grass at third is Hernandez, and the pitch to Unroe is fouled out of play. There's strike one. Unroe, switch hitter, bats left-handed. 3-for-17 in his brief time with Tacoma after being promoted from AA Arkansas. Now the 0-1 pitch is on its way. And this is down and in. One ball, one strike. Landon Knack on the hill for Oklahoma City, expected to have something of a short outing today. So now the 1-1 is fouled off. The Dodgers do the same thing that Round Rock, Sugarland was doing when the Rainiers just played them. They have some what they call piggyback assignments where they have two pitchers who are essentially starting pitching prospects. They'll pitch them in the same game, and one of them will go four or five innings, and then the other one will go three or four innings. Now the 1-2 pitch is swung on and hit up the middle, and that's going to get through into center field, a base hit. Engels being waved around third. Here comes Dahl's throw to the plate. It's not in time. Engels scores. An RBI single for Riley Unruh. And the Rainiers have taken the lead. It's 1-0 in the bottom of the second inning. Unruh with a single to center. Engel getting waved around third by Lewis Boyd. And he scores the run. Two on, no one out for Severino. So Oklahoma City is expected to use right-hander Kyle Hurt for an extended stint in this game, a 3 or 4 inning stint in relief of Knack at some point, as that's the so-called piggyback assignment as the Dodgers use their pitching prospects. So here's the pitch to Severino, and it's a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Severino off yesterday, had two hits and two runs batted in, including the game-winning hit on Thursday. 0-1 pitch to Severino, swung on, pulled into left field, and that's a base hit. Tedarowicz will go to third and stop as Bush gets it back in quickly, and the bases are loaded with nobody out. And the lineup turns over. Ryan Bliss will be the hitter. A slider from Knack that Severino just pulled into left field for a clean base hit. Severino now with 11 hits in his last 33 at-bats. Little conference on the mound as the Oklahoma City catcher David Freitas goes out there to talk to Landon Knack. The Rainiers lead 1-0, and they have an opportunity to turn this into a bigger inning here. Bliss flied out to deep left field to open up the bottom of the first inning, with Bush making a nice catch on the track. Bliss stands in. And now Knack comes to the plate with his pitch, and it's a breaking ball call to strike. 0-1 the count. RBI opportunity for Bliss. He's driven in three runs in his first nine games with Tacoma. Next pitch inside, and it hit him. Bliss is hit by the pitch, and that's going to force in a run. Tedarowicz scores from third. Unruh advances to third. Severino takes second. Ryan Bliss hit by the pitch to force in a run, and it is 2-0. It got him on the left elbow. Bliss appears to be no worse for the wear. And now here's Deloach with the bases loaded, and it's 2-0. And still no one out in this inning. Deloach singled his first time up. Next pitch is swung on and hit foul and out of play. There's strike one. Deloach has hit three homers and driven in seven runs during the first four games of this series. And this is a real opportunity for him here. And he swings and hits one in the air to left center. Coming in is Dahl. He dives and can't come up with it. It drops for a hit. Everyone's going to move up one base. Scoring from third is Unruh. Severino advances to third. Bliss now at second. Zach Deloach with an end of the bat flare into shallow left center that barely eluded the diving David Dahl. Bush was there to back up the play, so just one run scored. An RBI single for Deloach. It's 3-0 Rainiers. The bases are still loaded with nobody out. Brian O'Keefe will be the batter, but he's going to have to wait a minute because the Oklahoma City pitching coach Doug Mathis is on his way out to the mound, and he's going to go talk to Landon Knack. Well, Knack, in his last start, didn't allow any runs. Four scoreless innings against Round Rock. And in his outing before that, he pitched at Reno. Very tough place to pitch. and went four innings, allowing one run that was unearned. And the final score in that game, by the way, was 16-15. So he really held the score down during his time on the mound. He's been throwing well recently, but the Red Ears getting to him here in the second inning with three runs already, and the bases loaded with nobody out. O'Keefe, right-hand hitter, stands in, and the pitch is down low for a ball, 1-0. Pitch coming. Swing and a miss, and the count's even, 1-1. O'Keefe's driven in 17 runs in his last 13 games. Been on a tear, although he had his hitting streak end last night. 1-1 pitch from Knack. High and tight, two balls, one strike. Severino at third, Bliss at second, Deloach at first. 2-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled away. A fastball there. It was 90 on the gun. And counts even now, 2-2. Two. 2-2 pitch coming from Knack. And it's a swing and a miss, strike three. They got him with a slider, and that's the first out in the bottom of the second inning. So now Taylor Trammell will bat with the bases loaded. Trammell walked his first time up. Oklahoma City with bullpen activity. Jake Reed is warming up. Pitch to Trammell is low and away for a ball. Three runs are in here in the second, and the opportunity is there to turn this into a huge inning. The Red Ears had a huge inning in the series opener on Tuesday when they scored seven runs in the third inning. Next pitch to Trammell, misses ball two. Two balls, no strikes. On deck is Jake Shiner. Trammell, the eighth batter to come to the plate here in the bottom of the second inning. 2-0 pitch coming. And it swung on and hit in the air towards left center. This should get another run in. Bush makes the catch. Tagging at third is Severino. He's going to score as the throw comes into the shortstop. So it is 4-0 right here on Taylor Trammell's sack fly to left field. Severino tagging and scoring. The other runners had to hold. Bliss at second and Deloach at first. So Jake Shiner is the ninth batter to come to the plate in the bottom of the second inning. Shiner had a base hit his first time up. He swings and hits a grounder to short, and Brigman fields it, and he throws to first for the out, and the inning is over. Four run score for the Red Ears at the bottom of the second inning. Four run score on three hits. There was one error that was important, and two runners left on base. We go to the third inning. It's Tacoma 4, Oklahoma City nothing.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. 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 Reese's.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Well, the Rainiers up 4-0 over Oklahoma City after two innings of play. We head to the third. Tommy Malone back out on the hill after getting a long break after the top of the second inning. And Malone with the first pitch to Bryson Brigman. And it's in there for a called strike, 0-1. Next pitch is waved at and missed. There's strike two. So Malone out ahead of the count, 0-2. Here's today's amazing stat, courtesy of Paul Braverman, the Rainiers PR guy, PR expert. Here's one low and away for a ball. This is Tommy Malone's 104th AAA start. He's 36 years old. He's been around a lot. 104 starts in AAA. Here's a fly to center field. Engel backpedaling, and he's there, and he makes the catch, and Brigman is out. What a way at the top of the third. And Malone has made most of his AAA starts in the Pacific Coast League, beginning originally with Sacramento back in the day. And somehow, this is the first time he has ever pitched against Oklahoma City. Found that hard to believe. Avens hits one well to right field. On the move to Loach, and he gives way to Engel, who's there to make the catch. And two men are gone at the top of the third. 8-up, 8-down for Malone, and now Pat Valeka will be the batter. Malone was in the Rainiers rotation to start the year, but he didn't start any of the three games in the series opening season opening series between these two teams in Oklahoma City. It was only a three-game series. Malone started the Rainiers' home opener when they got home from that on April 4th. Here's his pitch to Valeka, and it's in there for a strike. Oh, one pitch bounced foul, 0-2 the count. Now the 0-2, hit in the air to right. And there's Zach DeLoach, and he makes the catch. Three fly balls, three balls caught for outs. And Malone with it easy. Three up, three down, top of the third inning. We go to the bottom of the third. It's Tacoma 4, Oklahoma City nothing.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the Help Me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game. not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We go to the bottom of the third inning. It is Tecoma 4, Oklahoma City nothing. Landon Knack on the hill for the Dodgers. He's still out there. The Red Ears did send 9 batters to the plate last inning and scored 4 runs, and the Oklahoma City had bullpen action going, but they're going to see if he can bounce back from that inning. He's thrown 49 pitches through 2 frames. Adam Engel stands in, and the pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Engel walked to lead off the second inning and scored. And the pitch misses for a ball. 1-1 the count. Now slider for a strike. 1-2. Pitch high, 2-2. So the Red Ears wearing these Washington State Cougar-inspired jerseys today for our color Cheney Crimson Knight. So now the 2-2 is hit in the air to left, and ranging over is Bush, but it's foul. He can't get it. Thought we should look into some famous baseball players from Washington State. And I think any conversation about WSU baseball kind of begins with John Olerud, who was a great player in college, and then, of course, a tremendous major leaguer, and eventually a Mariner after originally starting his career with Toronto. Now Engel lifts one to left. This has a chance. Back it goes, and it's definitely gone. Engel hits one over the deck in left field. It is his 11th of the year. And the Red Ears now lead it 5-0. Adam Engel with the Red Ears' first homer of the ball game, pulling one to left field. And Engel touches them all. The Red Ears' 165th home run of the season, second highest total in the PCL. Now Robbie Tanerowitz is the batter, and he takes a strike. It's 0-1. So Olerud, I guess Mr. Baseball in terms of Washington State University and their famous alums, but they have quite a few. Sears, a grounder up the middle that's cut off by Brigman, and he throws out Tanerowitz at first base, and one man is gone in the bottom of the third. Now Riley Unroe will be the batter. Tecoma native Ron Say played at Washington State before having his long major league career and stardom with the Dodgers, World Series champion. Now the pitch to Unroe is fouled away. There's strike one. Scott Hatterberg played at Washington State. Gig Harbor resident. I think he still lives over there. Actually don't know that for sure. Here's a bouncer to the right of the mound, and this is charged by Brigman, and he throws to first and gets Unroe for the second out in the bottom of the third inning. And now Pedro Severino will be the batter. Lots of great pitchers out of Washington State. Aaron Seeley, who had a nice run with the Mariners, among other clubs in the big leagues. Tom Diedenfuhr, great reliever in the 80s. Here's a swing and a grounder past the diving Brigman and into left field. A base hit for Severino, his second hit of this game. Everyone hitting the ball to Brigman right now, and this one got past him as he laid out in a dive and couldn't reach it. And now Ryan Bliss will be the batter. Doug Sisk, Tecoma native, member of the 1986 New York Mets World Series championship club, and he went to Wazoo. Pitch in for a strike to Bliss. Sisk, a friend of Tecoma Rainiers Broadcasting. Yeah, the 0-1 on its way. Runner goes, pitch is fouled away. No balls, two strikes. West Stock. Out of Washington State, longtime major league pitcher. Was at one point part of the Mariners broadcasting team. Now here's one low and away to Bliss, 1-2. Runner at first, two down at the bottom of the third. Rainier's up 5-0. And the pitch is outside. Two balls, two strikes. Now the pitch is swung on and fouled away. Bliss staying alive. Fouled it on one hop right to Deloach in the on-deck circle. So still 2-2 to Ryan Bliss. So now the 2-2 pitch is high, ball three. So that means Severino will be running with the pitch with the full count of two outs. And the first baseman Ward now kind of backs off to play behind him. Now the runner goes, the pitch is swung on and fouled away. And still a full count to Ryan Bliss, who is seeing some pitches here in the bottom of the third inning. So still three balls, two strikes, runner at first with two down. And the pitch is swung on and the line down the right field line, slicing and foul. So it is still 3-2. This is at least eight pitches in this plate appearance for Bliss. Severino was running out that last foul ball and he has to go back to first base, which he's just now arrived at. This is the ninth pitch of the at-bat right here. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and Knack wins the battle. Strikes out Bliss, wrapping up the third, but the Red Ears add another run. One run on two hits, including Adam Engel's 11th homer of the year. There were no errors, one runner left. We go to the fourth. It's Tacoma 5, Oklahoma City nothing.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards wait at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Tacoma Power customers, your vote is needed. Tell us which organization should win Tacoma Power's annual Evergreen Options $50,000 grant to help buy and install a renewable energy project. Grants are made possible by Tacoma Power's business and residential customers who voluntarily participate in Evergreen Options. Cast your vote now at mytpu.org. Voting remains open until 5 p.m. on Thursday, August 31st.
When things feel crazy, it's good to remember what you can always count on. At Propel Insurance, that includes agents who understand your business, a claims department that never quits, and smart risk management programs customized around your unique assets and risks. At Propel, we're here to help you thrive, no matter what's ahead. Let us show you how we can help with a complimentary risk assessment. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
We go to the fourth inning. It's Tacoma 5, Oklahoma City nothing. Tommy Malone on the hill, and he'll face the top of the order here in the fourth. Yanni Hernandez, Michael Bush, and Miguel Vargas. Hernandez lined out softly to shortstop his first time up. Switch hitter bats right against Malone. And Malone's first pitch is in for a strike. 0-1 the count. First pitch slider from Tommy Malone. Now he's into his motion in the 0-1. Foul back. 0-2 the count. Malone has struck out three of the nine batters he has faced. The 0-2 pitch to Hernandez is up high for a ball, 1-2. One-two delivery down and in, 2-2. We'll take a look at what happened around the Pacific Coast League in last night's games, as the Rainiers remain tied with Las Vegas for the second half playoff spot. So here's one down low to Hernandez. Count goes full, 3-2. Tacoma and Las Vegas both 22-15. The Rainiers lost yesterday, but so did Vegas. Sacramento beat them 11-7 in a game that was tied 5-5 after 8, and then Sacramento scored 6 runs in the top of the ninth. Here's a liner right to second baseman Riley Unruh, who gloves it for the out. And one man is gone in the top of the fourth. Hernandez lines out to second. And that's 10 straight set down by Malone. Now Michael Bush will be the batter. Yesterday, Sacramento, who is the Rainiers' next opponent, had homers from David Villar and Joey Bart. Bart's was a 3-run shot. There's a pitch in for a strike to Bush. And Tyler Fitzgerald had 4 hits for Sacramento. He's their shortstop. He drove in a couple of runs last night in Las Vegas. 0-1 pitch, fouled, and there's strike 2. So Malone once again ahead of the count. No balls, 2 strikes. And the pitch hit in the air towards left. On the move is Trammell, and he can't get it. It's a foul ball. Still 0-2. Round Rock beat Albuquerque 2-1 yesterday. Dustin Harris with the go-ahead homer in the fourth inning to put Round Rock ahead 2-1, and then no one scored for the entire remainder of the game. Round Rock used Cole Wynn in relief, and he pitched 4 2/3 shutout innings. 0-2 pitch to Bush. He is inside, 1-2. Round Rock has won the first 4 games of that series against Albuquerque. And actually, the Topes' struggles go on longer than that. They've lost 6 in a row overall. 1-2 pitch. Down and in, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Albuquerque had been off to a really fast start in the second half standings, but they have since fallen off and are now one game over 500 in the second half. This pitch is low ball 3, full count. El Paso and Sugar Land had a wild back and forth ninth inning in El Paso last night. Here's the 3-2 to Bush. Swung on and popped up towards the shortstop. Bliss on the outfield grass makes the catch, and there's out number 2. So Bush pops up, 2 down. And now Miguel Vargas will be the hitter. El Paso led 7-6 going to the ninth. Sugarland got 2 in the top of the ninth to go up 8-7. And then in the bottom of the ninth, El Paso put a runner on, and Rangel Ravelo hit a walk-off 2-run homer, and El Paso won the game 9-8. Here's a breaking ball in for a strike to Vargas. 0-1 the count. Malone's next pitch. Swung on and bounced towards third. Foul ball. Shiner fielded it behind the bag and was ready to fire to first, but it was foul. Barely. So that's strike two to Vargas. And one other game yesterday, Reno beat Salt Lake 14-7 as Dominic Fletcher was 4-for-4 with three doubles and a homer and scored five runs. And Reno has the Diamondbacks' impressive rookie catcher Gabriel Moreno on a rehab assignment. In his first game for Reno last night, he was 3-for-4 and drove in two runs. Here comes the 0-2 pitch to Vargas. And it is up and away for a ball, 1-2. Now here comes the 1-2 pitch. And it's up high, two balls, two strikes. Five nothing Rainiers, two outs, top of the fourth. And Malone with his pitch, and it's a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with the fastball, and down goes Miguel Vargas, and that closes out the top of the fourth inning. Strikeout number four for Tommy Malone. We head to the bottom of the fourth. It remains Tecoma 5, Oklahoma City nothing.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tecoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It doesn't matter what industry you're in. These days, everyone's in the same business, staying in business. And those rising insurance premiums everyone is facing aren't helping. At Propel Insurance, we get it. And we're working day in and day out to help clients adapt. We're finding their coverage solutions, keeping them in the know about changing regulations, and being there to answer a question at 5 a.m. on a Sunday, because that's just what a good partner does. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Tecoma 5, Oklahoma City nothing. Landon Knack has thrown 69 pitches through three innings. And he is on to begin the fourth. They do have bullpen action going on, Oklahoma City does, with left-hander John Rooney warming up. Zach Deloach is 2-for-2 today, and he swings at the first pitch, and it's a little roller to third. Hernandez fields it and throws out Deloach at first base. One pitch, one out at the bottom of the fourth. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the hitter. O'Keefe has flied out and struck out 0-for-2 in this game. And he swings at the first pitch and pops it up to shallow center field. And the second baseman, Valleca, makes the catch. O'Keefe pops up. Two pitches, two outs in the bottom of the fourth inning. So Taylor Trammell is supposed to take this pitch, no matter how juicy it may appear. Because you're not supposed to let the opposing pitcher have a three-pitch inning. And Knack has thrown two pitches and gotten two outs. And Trammell checked his swing on it and took it up high for a ball 1-0. He actually looked like he had some intent to swing there. Anyway, now it's the fourth pitch. And this one's poured in there for a strike. One ball, one strike. 1-1 pitch. In there for a strike, 1-2. Stepping out is Trammell. Now the pitch is swung on, hit in the air to left field, and lining it up is Bush, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Three up, three down. The Red Deers go in order for the first time today as Knack threw maybe seven pitches that inning, I believe. We go to the fifth. It is Tacoma 5, Oklahoma City nothing.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
The PROVAC team can help you protect the environment and meet the Clean Water Act standards by implementing BMPs. Let us help you stay in compliance with your stormwater permit requirements and site-specific stormwater pollution prevention plan implementation by scheduling a preventative maintenance evaluation and service. Our experienced operators specialize in stormwater and sewer line jetting, root removal, storm detention and retention, vault cleaning, and pipe and pond cleaning. Ask to schedule a meeting with our sales team today.
Moving on to the fifth inning, it's Tacoma 5, Oklahoma City nothing. Tommy Malone will face David Dahl, David Freitas, and Ryan Ward here in the fifth. He struck out Dahl in the second. Malone's retired 12 in a row. Here's his pitch to David Dahl, and it is taken outside for ball one. Left versus left situation with Dahl at the plate. He had two homers in the opening game of this series on Tuesday. And the next pitch is a breaking ball inside, and the Rainiers have challenged. Severino calls for the challenge. We'll see what the automated ball strike system has to say. Strike. So Severino wins the challenge. And the call's overturned, and it's a 1-1 count to David Dahl. Now the next pitch from Malone is swung on, grounded towards first. Fair ball fielded by Tanerowicz behind the bag, and he'll take it to the base himself for the out. And one man is gone in the fifth inning. That ball nearly hit the base at first, but it didn't. If it did, it probably would have been a hit, which reminds me that earlier today, the Atlanta Braves were playing the Mets in the first game of a doubleheader. And I was watching it in the home office. So now the pitch is down low for a ball. And Forrest Wall is now up with the Atlanta Braves. He was with the Red Deers all of last year. Elite base stealer. So now the 1-0 to Freitas is inside. Two balls, no strikes. And Wall had never been in the big leagues before until this year. The Braves are giving him a chance to be kind of a pinch runner and a bench weapon. So now the pitch is swung on and popped up behind second base. And this is playable for the second baseman, Unroe, who makes the catch. And two men are gone. Freitas retired. 14 in a row set down by Malone. And now Ryan Ward will be the batter. Wall hasn't had many at-bats for Atlanta, but in the blowout, he went in the lineup and got a couple trips to the plate, and he got his first major league hit today, and it was on a grounder to the right side that hit the first base bag and bounced over the first baseman's head after hitting the base. Ward drills one to right field towards the corner, and that is off the fence. He takes the turn at first and holds there as DeLoach fires it back in. And there's the first base runner of the game for Oklahoma City. Ryan Ward nearly homered, but it hit the top of the fence in right field close to the pole. And Ward has a single. It's too early in the game for Ward to hit a homer. Yesterday he tied the game with a homer in the seventh, and on Thursday he tied the game with a homer in the sixth. Only the fifth inning today, so it stayed in the yard. Here's Brigman. And he lines one towards left center, and that's going to get down for a base hit. Over to cut it off is Trammell. Going all the way to third base is Ward. It's a single for Brigman. And suddenly Oklahoma City has runners at the quarters with two outs for Drew Avins. And so Malone's going to need to bear down and try to get out of this inning. And Severino goes to the mound to talk to him about the situation. So anyway, congratulations to Forrest Wall, who was with the Red Ears every day last season and today got his first big league hit. Even if it was a ground ball that hit the base. Conference on the mound breaks up. Rainier's up 5-0. Runners at the corners with two outs. Avins flied out to center field. His first time up. And the pitch is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Now a swing and a grounder to the shortstop, Bliss. He fields it and just takes it himself to the second base bag to force out Brigman. And that wraps up the top of the fifth inning. No runs on two hits, no errors, two left. We're halfway through it. Middle of the fifth with the score, Tecoma 5, Oklahoma City nothing.
One of the important keys to storm system maintenance lies in preventing sediments and debris from entering your storm drains. Our ProVac Regenerative Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are the perfect solution for the job. Using controlled blasts of air to dislodge debris, it is then vacuumed up into a ProVac hopper. Our air wet vacuum sweepers are available for one-time services as well as continuous maintenance year-round. And remember, our 24-hour emergency fuel and oil spill response team is always available for immediate service.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union, invested in we, insured by NCUA.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Five nothing. Tecoma leads Oklahoma City. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. New pitcher for Oklahoma City. It's Jimmy Nelson, the veteran who in recent years has been injured a lot and is now healthy and making his second appearance of this series for Oklahoma City. Former big league starter, most notably with Milwaukee. Nelson 0-1 with a 6.35 ERA in 18 games for Oklahoma City, 17 total innings pitched. He's on in relief of Landon Knack, the starter. Shiner the batter, and the pitch is a breaking ball called a strike, 0-1. Landon Knack went four innings, allowed seven hits, five runs, three earned, walked two, struck out two. Now a swing and a grounder past the pitcher, but right to the second baseman, Valleca, who was shaded up the middle, and he throws out Shiner at first base. One out at the bottom of the fifth inning. And that'll bring up Adam Engel, who has walked and homered so far in this contest. Pitch to Engel, taken for a strike, 0-1. Well, the Mariners are underway, taking on the Orioles. Mariners have won eight in a row, and tonight they're at this moment scoreless in the third inning. Here's a pitch in for a strike. But they had the long ceremony prior to the start of the game today when they inducted Felix Hernandez into the Mariners Hall of Fame. Next pitch misses for a ball. 1-2 the count now to Engel. Felix spent his entire career with the Mariners. Now the pitch. Check swing, did he go? Yes, they say. And the pitch was in the dirt, so Freitas has to throw down to first base for the putout, and he does. Engel has struck out two away. Robbie Tanerowicz will be next. And Felix today was cheered at T-Mobile Park. He gave a speech. He had appearances from his former teammates, including a video appearance from his buddy Adrian Beltre. So there's a swing and a miss by Tanerowicz. And Felix had many famous showdowns with Beltre over the years. Oh, one pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Nelson hitting 93 with his fastball. And the next pitch is swung on and looped out into left center, and that's going to get down for a much-needed base hit for Robbie Tanerowicz. Did he ever need that one? That snaps a 1-for-33 run, which seemed really unlikely to happen after he came up from AA, where he was hitting 290 on the year as an everyday player with an OPS over 900. So great relief for him. I'm sure he feels very good to have that ball fall in for a hit. Tanerowicz on with two outs, and now Riley Unruh, the batter, and he takes inside for a ball, 1-0. Pitch is inside for a ball to Unruh. Count goes to 2-0. Felix Hernandez, of course, signed by the Mariners as a Mariner scout discovered him as a teenager in Venezuela, and he signed as soon as he turned 16, which is the limit. Here's a swing and a rocket one-hopper to Valleca, who flags it down, and he throws out Unruh at first base for the final out of the fifth inning. Right here's do not score. They had a hit and one runner left on base. We go to the sixth inning. It's Tacoma 5, Oklahoma City 0.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
We go to the sixth inning. It is Tacoma 5, Oklahoma City nothing. Tommy Malone on the mound. He's allowed just two hits through five innings. Here are the six. They'll face Pat Valleca, Yanni Hernandez, and Michael Bush. Valleca flied out to right field earlier. 0-for-1 in this game. And the pitch from Malone is taken inside for a ball, 1-1. Felix Hernandez inducted into the Mariners Hall of Fame today. So now the 1-0 popped up foul, first base side. Severino over for a look, but this is in the seats, the box seats behind the dugout. 1-1. Felix Hernandez made his Tacoma debut on April 8th, 2005, which was his 19th birthday. It was the second game of the season. They didn't want to start him on opening day, even though he was one of the, well, he was considered the top pitching prospect in the minors at that time. Series one down low. And, you know, he was actually 18 on opening day in the Pacific Coast League, and then turned 19 on day two of the season that year. So now the 2-1 pitch outside for a ball, 3-1, and it's just so rare. You hardly ever see a teenager in a starting rotation in AAA, let alone the majors, which happened later that season. So now the 3-1 pitch is inside, ball four, and there's the first walk issued by Malone. So Valleca's on, and now Yanni Hernandez will be the batter. So Felix started game two of the 2015 season, 2005 season for Tacoma. And it was April 8th, 2005, a road series at Fresno. So now the pitch is inside for a ball to Hernandez. And Felix, in his first start on his 19th birthday for Tacoma, went six innings and allowed just one unearned run. That was it. And he walked only one hitter as a 19-year-old. Struck out four, allowed just five hits, and we knew that we were watching something special right away. Only took him about 70 pitches to get through six innings. And left the game trailing 1-0 and took the loss as the Rainiers got shut out that day by Jesse Foppert and the Fresno Grizzlies, 3-0. And Felix, in his Rainiers debut, went six innings, no earned runs allowed, and got hit with a loss, which some Mariners fans will not be surprised by, as there's one in for a strike, 1-1. That was kind of a theme for him in his Mariners career, having the great start and ending up leaving the game with the score tied 1-1 or having the Mariners get shut out. Happened in his first game with Tacoma. 1-1 pitch now to Hernandez is a swing and a foul out of play. 1-2. Some of Felix's teammates in his first start for Tacoma in 2005. Some names from the past for you. Jamal Strong was the leadoff man in center field. He was a fun player. He's a really fast runner and played center here at Cheney. Now the 1-2 pitch is on its way to Hernandez. Swung on, pulled to third, backhanded by Shiner, goes to second. There's one, on to first, there's two. Quick turn at second base by Riley Unruh, and a nice double play turned by the Red Ears. Around the horn, Shiner to the backhand side to Riley, who quickly slung it to Todorovic at first, and they doubled up Hernandez with ease. Just like that, two men are gone in the top of the sixth inning. And now Michael Busch is the hitter. And the pitch from Malone is a swing and a miss at a breaking ball. Felix's catcher in his first game for Tacoma in 2005, his battery mate, fellow Venezuelan Wiki Gonzalez. 0-1 pitch down low for a ball, 1-1. The Rainiers had two position players in the lineup who had long and successful major league careers. Now the 1-1 pitch is low for a ball. Shinsu Chu was the Rainiers left fielder when Felix made his Tacoma debut. And his shortstop was Michael Morse. 2-1 pitch. Inside ball three. Pitch. Down and in ball four. Malone loses Busch. Second walk of the game for Malone, both this inning. There is activity in the bullpen right now. Miguel Vargas will bat now. Malone has struck him out twice. They're going to leave Malone in to face him. Rainiers lead 5-0. We're in the top of the sixth inning. Now Severino goes to the mound to talk to Malone for a moment. Yeah, they're not going to leave him in. The Red Ears are going to go to the pen here. John Russell is on his way out to the mound. And that's going to do it for Tommy Malone as they're pointing to the bullpen here, and they're going to bring in a right-hander to face Vargas. So we'll take a break in our broadcast with two outs in the top of the sixth inning and a runner at first base. Our score is Tacoma 5, Oklahoma City nothing.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
We're at the top of the sixth inning. Red Deers lead 5-0. And there are 2 outs and a runner at first base. Miguel Vargas coming up for Oklahoma City. The Red Deers have gone to the bullpen and brought in right-hander Devin Sweet for his second AAA appearance. He allowed a run in 1 inning of work in his Red Deers debut back on Wednesday. And Sweet finally with the Red Deers after spending nearly 3 full seasons with AA Arkansas and then getting promoted straight from there to the big league bullpen for 2 appearances with Seattle and then optioned to Tacoma at the start of this week. Sweet has finished his warm-ups and he's ready to face Miguel Vargas. Malone went 5 2/3 innings, 2 hits, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts, no runs, although he is responsible for the runner at first base. So Sweet, ready to work on Miguel Vargas. And his first pitch is swung on and bounced towards third. Shiner gloves it on 2 big hops and a little throw to second base to force out Bush. And Devin Sweet needs just 1 pitch to put an end to the top of the sixth inning. Oklahoma City does not score. No runs or hits, no errors, 1 runner left. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's Tacoma 5, Oklahoma City nothing.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Tacoma leading Oklahoma City 5-0. New pitcher in for Oklahoma City. It's right-hander Kyle Hurt. And Hurt making his second AAA appearance today. He was promoted by the Dodgers from AA Tulsa to AAA Oklahoma City just last week. And in his AAA debut, he went 5 innings against Round Rock and allowed 4 runs. He'll face Pedro Severino to lead off the bottom of the sixth. Hurt's first pitch is a breaking ball outside, ball 1. Hurt in relief of Jimmy Nelson, who went 1 scoreless inning, allowing a hit. No walks, 1 strikeout. Next pitch in for a strike, and the count goes to 0-2. So Severino behind in the count. No balls, 2 strikes. He's got 2 singles in this game, both the balls he's pulled into left field for hits. Now the next pitch is swung on and lined into center, and there's another hit for Severino. A single to center, his 3rd hit of this game. And he greets Kyle Hurt with a line drive to center. Yeah, Kyle Hurt, H-U-R-T. Yesterday, the Red Deers starting pitcher was Kyle Hart, H-A-R-T. Thank goodness they're not pitching in the same game. Hurt, a right-hander for Oklahoma City. And his pitch to Ryan Bliss is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Bliss 0-for-2, hit by a pitch with the bases loaded in the second inning to force in a run. Now the 1-0 is down low, 2 balls, no strikes. Hurt traded by the Marlins to the Dodgers in 2021 prior to the season with Alex Vesia for Dylan Floreal. So there's a swing and a miss. 2-1 now to Bliss. Hurt had huge strikeout numbers at Double-A Tulsa. And the pitch is down low, ball three. He struck out 110 batters there in 65 innings before getting promoted to Oklahoma City last week. But also a lot of walks, 33 walks. So here comes his 3-1 pitch on its way to Bliss, and it swung on. It bounced slowly back to the mound. Hurt picks it up and throws to first for the out. And Bliss is retired. Severino takes second with one out in the bottom of the sixth inning. And now Zach Deloach will be the batter. Deloach 2-for-3 so far today with a couple of singles and an RBI. Now Hurts ready. And the pitch is up high for a ball. Been talking about Felix Hernandez, who was inducted into the Seattle Mariners Hall of Fame today prior to their game against Baltimore, which remains scoreless in the fourth now, by the way. Series one misses to Deloach, 2-0. And reminiscing about Felix pitching in the Rainiers starting rotation when he was 19 years old in his last season before getting called up. Well, it was the year he did get called up, as there's a foul by Deloach. He was in the Rainiers rotation from the get-go and pitching every fifth day. And after, you know, a few rocky starts at the beginning that would happen to a teenager in the Pacific Coast League, he settled into a real groove. So now the pitch is outside, ball three. And I remember just long conversations after games with Rainiers manager Dan Rohn and the pitching coach, Rafael Chavez. So now the pitch is fouled away, 3-2. And the gist of these discussions, and there were many of them, would be, can we really send a 19-year-old into the major leagues to pitch in a starting rotation every fifth day? Is that something that we're going to do? Because this kid looks ready. And it was just a constant debate. Was he ready? Is he ready? Are we really going to do this with a teenager? So now the 3-2 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Deloach. And I would sit there and listen to these conversations. No one cared what my opinion was. But it went on for months. They actually faked a Felix Hernandez injury, claiming he had strained his groin when he hadn't, just to put him on the IL and slow down his progress a little bit, keep his pitch inning count in check, as there's a swing and a foul tip. Years later, they admitted it was a fake injury. And then they brought him back in July and built him up again, and then finally in early August, he got the call to make the start. They tried to give this. They succeeded. They successfully gave Felix Hernandez the most low-profile major league debut that they possibly could in 2005. His first start was on the road in Detroit in a game that was not televised. So now the 0-1 pitch to O'Keefe. is outside for a ball. At that time, in 2005, there almost all the games were televised, but not every one. And they actually picked a game in Detroit that was not on TV. Not here, anyway. So now the 1-1 is inside, 2-1. I think it was August 12th, if I remember right, of 1995. 2-1 pitch to O'Keefe. Inside, ball three. They were just really sensitive to the fact that he was so young. One pitch now to O'Keefe, and it's a swing and a miss, and the count goes full, 3-2. Felix came back to come on a couple of rehab assignments at the end of his career when he started to have some injuries. And it was fun having him back here at Cheney Stadium. 3-2 pitch to O'Keefe is a swing and a miss, strike three, and down he goes, and that wraps up the bottom of the sixth inning. Raiders do not score the sixth. They had a hit. They leave one runner stranded, pardon me. We go to the seventh inning. It is Tacoma 5, Oklahoma City nothing.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
We go to the seventh inning. It's Tacoma 5, Oklahoma City nothing. David Dahl, David Freitas, and Ryan Ward to bat for Oklahoma City in the top of the seventh inning against Raiders reliever Devin Sweet, who threw one pitch and got the final out of the sixth inning after entering the game. And he starts David Dahl off with a breaking ball for a called strike, 0-1. Sweet's next pitch is swung on and hit in the air towards left center. On the move is Engel, and it is gone. It carries out of here to left center field. David Dahl puts Oklahoma City on the scoreboard with a homer to left center, his 7th home run for the Dodgers this year. And Oklahoma City's on the board. It is now Tacoma 5, Oklahoma City 1. That ball just kept carrying. As off the bat, it didn't look like it was going to get out of here, but it did. So a leadoff homer for Dahl. And that's how Oklahoma City scored their runs yesterday, all solo homers. Now David Freitas is the batter, and he takes inside for a ball, 1-0. Oklahoma City's last 9 runs have all scored on homers as Freitas now pulls a liner into left field, and that's a base hit, and he's aboard with a single. Freitas extending his hitting streak to 17 consecutive games with a Line drive single to left field. And now Ryan Ward is the hitter. And the Rainiers are beginning to start some bullpen action. Sweet. 26-year-old righty with his pitch, and it is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Stephen Kolek warming up in the Rainiers' pen. Pitch outside for a ball to Adele. Pitch outside, ball three. So three balls, no strikes to Ryan Ward. Next pitch coming, and there's a strike with a fastball at 92 on the gun, and the count goes to 3-1. Sweet. Checks first base where Freitas has his lead, and now here comes the 3-1 pitch, and it is up and away, ball four, and Ward draws the walk, and Freitas takes second, and Oklahoma City is putting together a threat here. A run is in, and they have two on with no one out for Bryson Brigman. And Severino goes to the mound to talk to Devin Sweet. As Kolek continues to heat up in the Tacoma bullpen. Sweet, 5'11" righty from Greensboro, North Carolina. Played college baseball at North Carolina Central. And his pitch is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. He's the first player ever to play college baseball at North Carolina Central and reach the major leagues, which he did earlier this year. 1-0 to Brigman. And the next pitch is in there for a called strike. Nice changeup there. Had a lot of movement to it. Counts even now, 1-1. Now Sweet's next pitch swung on and lined into right field, and that's a base hit. Deloach moving towards the line to cut it off. Around third is Freitas. He holds there. And Oklahoma City has loaded the bases with nobody out, and they have the tying run coming to the plate. Brigman singles to right field. And now Drew Avens will be the batter. Avens is 0-2 with a fly out and a ground out. Kolek's ready in the pen, but they're going to let Sweet face another hitter. Left-hand batter, and the pitch to Avens is called a strike. First pitch changeup. Next pitch from the right-hander is outside with a curve. Counts even, 1-1. One pitch, swung on and fouled out of play. And the count goes to 1-2. So one ball, two strikes, bases loaded, no one out. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back. Ha ha ha! So we'll do it again. The 1-2 pitch coming. And it's a swing and a foul into the seats on the third base side. Still 3-2. Or 1-2, pardon me, the correct count. And this one is inside. That's 2. Two, swing and a miss, strike 3. Down goes Avens, and there's the first out here at the top of the 7th inning. Sweet strikes out Drew Avens, and now Pat Valeika is the hitter. Valeika has flied out and walked today. He's 0-1. Freitas at third, Ward at second, and Brickman at first. And Sweet's pitch is taken for a called strike. First pitch fastball. 0-1 the count. Next pitch. Down low for a ball, 1-1. Rainier's leading 5-1. We are in the top of the 7th inning. Bases loaded. One out. And Sweet's pitch is a swing and a miss at the change. There's strike 2. So he's out ahead of the count again. On deck is Yanni Hernandez. One ball, 2 strikes to Valeika, and Sweet's pitch is swung on and tapped foul on the third base side. So it is still 1-2. Sweet once again with the 1-2. Outside, 2-2. So an even count now. Right here is infield at double play depth. And the pitch fouled away. Still 2-2. Sweets had to work hard this inning. 2-2 outside, 3. So full count 3-2. Well, nowhere to put him. 3-2. Sweet comes set, and the pitch is swung on and hit in the air to shallow left. Back is Bliss, in is Trammell. Trammell will make the catch, and it's too shallow for Freitas to tag up. He has to hold at third base, and two men are gone at the top of the 7th inning. And now Yanni Hernandez will be the batter. And on his way to the mound is the Red Ears manager, John Russell. He's going to go get Steven Kolek into this game here, with the bases loaded and 2 outs in the top of the 7th inning. So we'll take a break for this pitching change with the score. Tacoma 5, Oklahoma City 1.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Mike Curto back with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where the Red Raiders have the lead 5-1 over Oklahoma City. But the Dodgers have the tying run at the plate as they have the bases loaded with two outs in the top of the seventh inning. Their leadoff man, Yadi Hernandez, coming up. He's hit just four homers this year, but one of them came two nights ago here at Cheney Stadium. Switch hitter, he'll bat left-handed. The Red Raiders' new pitcher is Steven Kolek. Kolek making his 30th appearance, 4-2 with three saves and a 5.56 ERA for Kolek. So he comes in a big situation here in the seventh with the Red Raiders protecting this lead. And Hernandez up now with the extremely dangerous Michael Busch on deck. And here's Kolek with his first pitch to Hernandez, and it is taken up and away for a ball, 1-0. Freitas is the runner at third, Ward at second, and Brigman the runner at first. One ball, no strikes, the count to Yadi Hernandez. And the pitch is laced foul on the third base side, and the count goes to 1-1. So an even count to Hernandez. Kolek last pitched here on Wednesday and got a tough four-out save in that game that the Rainiers won 6-4. 1-1 pitch poured in there for a strike, and the count goes to 1-2. 96-mile-per-hour heater from Kolek, and he's ahead of the count now. Now the 1-2 pitch, inside and low at 97. Two balls, two strikes. Kolek now ready. Here comes his 2-2 pitch, and it is up and away, ball three. Kolek from Texas and had lots of friends and family to come see him during the Red Raiders' last road trip to Sugar Land. Three balls, two strikes to Hernandez. Bases loaded, two outs. And here comes the payoff pitch, and it swung on and hit on the ground right to Unroh at second, who fields it and throws to first for the out, and the inning is over. The Red Raiders minimize the damage here in the top of the seventh inning. Oklahoma City scores just one run on three hits. There were no errors and three runners left on base. We go to the seventh inning stretch. It's Tacoma 5, Oklahoma City 1.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit BECU.org/freechecking to learn more.
Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Just had the seventh inning stretch here at Cheney Stadium. The Raiders leading this ball game 5-1 over Oklahoma City. And they'll send Taylor Trammell, Jake Shiner, and Adam Engel to the plate. The top of this inning was a little reminder that adding some insurance runs is always a good idea in the Pacific Coast League. So we'll see if the Raiders can make that happen. Kyle Hurt on the hill, and his first pitch is a breaking ball up high, ball one. I knew I was going to do that. Kyle Hurt for Oklahoma City, Kyle Hart for Tacoma. There's a swing and a miss. Counts even, 1-1 now to Trammell. Now the 1-1 is bunted foul, 1-2. So Trammell's in a hole, a ball of two strikes. He's 0-for-1 with a walk and a sac fly in this game. Now the next pitch is down low for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. When Trammell walked back in the first inning, it made it 20 straight games that he has reached base with either a hit or a walk. 2-2 pitch is bounced foul just to the right of the first base bag, and it is still two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2 is on its way, and it is high and away, ball three. Full count, three balls, two strikes. Now the payoff. Outside, ball four. So Trammell draws the leadoff walk here at the bottom of the seventh inning. And now Jake Shiner will be the batter. Shiner 1-for-3 with a single so far. Toss to first base, and Trammell's back in. Trammell is always a threat to try to steal. Next pitch is a swing and a miss. 0-1 to Shiner. Mariners and Orioles still scoreless now in the sixth inning. Got George Kirby on the hill tonight. The Orioles are into their bullpen. 0-1 pitch to Shiner is in at the knees for a strike, and the count goes to 0-2. Rainier's leading 5-1 in the bottom of the seventh. Here comes the 0-2, and it's a swing and a miss, strike three, and Shiner goes down swinging, and that's the third strikeout for Kyle Hurt. One down at the bottom of the seventh, and now Adam Engel is the hitter. Engel has walked, homered, and struck out. So 1-for-2 with 2 runs scored. And he takes a pitch at the very bottom of the zone for a called strike, 0-1. Now a throw to first base, and back in safely is Trammell. Five runs, 9 hits for the Red Ears. 1 run, 5 hits for Oklahoma City. 0-1 pitch is called a strike. It's 0-2. Now the 0-2 is up high for a ball. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Now the 1-2, called strike three with a breaking ball, and Engel is the second out of the inning, and Hurt has struck out 4. Now Robbie Tenorowicz will be the batter. The right here starter today, Tommy Malone, who went 5 2/3 shutout innings, a veteran of, well, an alum of USC, and this pitcher for Oklahoma City, Kyle Hurt, also out of USC. And his pitch to Robbie Tenorowicz is up and in for a ball. Hurt was originally drafted by the Marlins in 2020, a fifth-round pick, traded to the Dodgers organization. Now a throw to first and back in safely is Trammell. One-oh pitch, swing and a miss. Counts even, 1-1. Kyle Hurt has a grandfather, Kevin Hurt, who played in the NFL for the Dolphins. Here's his 1-1 pitch. Over for a called strike, count goes to 1-2. So ball and 2 strikes to Tenorowicz, and Hurt has struck out the last 2 hitters, and 4 of the last 5 he has faced. And the 1-2 pitch is swung on, grounded to the left side, scooping it up at third is Yanni Hernandez. His throw to first is in time to get Tenorowicz, and that wraps up the seventh. The Red Ears do not score. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left on base. We go to the 8th inning of play. It's Tacoma 5, Oklahoma City 1.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online. So you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
We go to the eighth inning. It's Tacoma 5, Oklahoma City 1. Steven Kolek got the final out in the seventh, coming in with the bases loaded at two outs. He retired Yanni Hernandez to end that threat, and he stays in the game and he'll face Michael Bush, Miguel Vargas, and David Dahl here in the top of the eighth. Bush 0 for 2 with a walk, and he swings at the first pitch and hits it down the left field line, foul, and that is strike one to Bush. So 0-1 to Bush. Next pitch. Down and in for a ball. Now Kolek's pitch is waved at and missed strike two. Bush having just a tremendous season in the Pacific Coast League this year. And, you know, we haven't seen him prior to this week. Hadn't seen him since the first three games of the season. As the next pitch is outside for a ball, he's just been a line on the stat sheet until this week, but he's really looked the part this week, driving the ball with power, giving a good at bat every time he has been to the plate. Now the 2-2 is outside, ball three. Bush homered off a lefty yesterday. He has 23 home runs this year, and his home run off the Rainiers lefty reliever Wyman was just the second home run he's hit off a left-hand pitcher this year, as he fouls one off. But he's still hitting .289 against lefties in terms of batting average. Not facing one now, though, facing the righty Kolek. And the pitch is swung on. It bounced to third, and Shiner, who was way off the line, has it come right to him, and he throws out Bush at first base, and one man is gone in the eighth inning. Michael Bush bounces out to third, and now Miguel Vargas is the batter. Vargas 0 for 3 so far. And Kolek's pitch is in for a called strike. Next pitch is fouled off. 0-2 down. O-2 pitch is ball one, 1-2. Yeah, the 1-2 is gonna even up the count. Two balls, two strikes. Oh, we've got a challenge here. This has been challenged by Severino, the Red Ears catcher. So we'll go to the automated system, and the Red Ears win the challenge, and Vargas has struck out for the second out of the inning. That's a successful challenge right there. And that's out number two here in the eighth, and now David Dahl will be the batter. So in this game, Oklahoma City has not challenged anything, as now the pitch to Dahl is bounced foul. The Red Ears have had three challenges and have won them all. Now a swing and a fly towards left center, and on the move is Engel, and he makes the catch. And Dahl is retired. And another scoreless inning delivered by Stephen Kolek. Three up, three down here in the top of the eighth inning. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It's Tacoma 5, Oklahoma City 1.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning here at Cheney Stadium. Right here's 5, Oklahoma City 1. And Riley Unroe to lead off the inning, and he swings and misses at the first pitch. There is strike one. Unroe 1-for-3 with an RBI single in this game. He drove in a run during the Raiders' 4-run rally in the second inning. So here's one up high now for a ball. Now the 1-1 pitch to Unroe. He shows bunt and takes up high for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Now a swing and a miss. 2-2 the count. Kyle Hurts been in there for 2 innings with 4 strikeouts so far. Next pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Unroe. 5th strikeout for Hurt. Pedro Severino's up now. He's 3-for-3 today with 3 singles and a run scored. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. Hurt hitting 95 on the gun with his fastball. Next pitch misses. 1-1 now. One pitch is swung on and pulled foul down the third baseline. 1-2. Next pitch coming. And a it's a swing and a miss, strike three, and Severino makes an out for the first time in this game. That is six strikeouts for Hurt in 2 2/3, and Hurt, while he was in Double A this year. So now the pitch is outside for a ball. 110 strikeouts in 65 innings. And the 122 strikeouts he's now up to for the year does lead all Dodgers minor league pitchers. So there's a swing and a miss by Bliss, and the count's even now, 1-1. And he leads, as their strike two, he leads all pitchers in the minor leagues with at least 70 innings pitched this year. In all of minor league baseball, he leads in strikeouts per nine innings, 14.9 strikeouts per nine prior to today. And there's another one. He gets Bliss swinging at a fastball. Seven strikeouts in three innings of work for Kyle Hurt. We're going to the ninth. The Red Ears try to win this ball game. The score, Tacoma 5, Oklahoma City 1.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
On we go to the ninth inning. It's Tacoma 5, Oklahoma City 1. The Red Ears hoping to lock this one up as they go to Riley O'Brien to pitch the ninth. It's not a save situation because of the four-run lead, but O'Brien does have nine saves this year, 2-4 with a 3.00 ERA. This is his 39th appearance. Steven Kolek retired all four batters he faced in another impressive relief outing, striking out one. He has now allowed just two runs in his last 23 and two-thirds innings pitched, covering 16 games. O'Brien to face David Freitas, and the pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1. It'll be Freitas, Ward, and Brinkman for OKC here in the ninth. The Red Ears have won three of the first four games of this series. It's a six-game series that wraps up tomorrow afternoon. The Red Ears will clinch a series win if they can secure this one. Here's the 0-1 pitch now to Freitas, and it is a fastball a little bit high. One ball, one strike. Rainiers have used four pitchers in this game. Tommy Malone was terrific, 5 2/3 shutout innings. 1-1 pitch, breaking ball in there for a strike, the O'Brien curve. And the count goes to 1-2. Malone, the pitcher of record for the Red Ears. Tacoma took the lead in the second inning with a four-run rally and then added another run in the third when Engel homered. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Freitas. And it's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with the curve. And there's the first out here at the top of the ninth inning. O'Brien strikes out David Freitas. And now Ryan Ward will be the batter. Ward 1-for-2 with a single and a walk so far. Left-hand batter with a lot of power. And the pitch is swung on and hit. Diving stop at third by Shiner, and he throws the first for the out. My goodness, what a play by Shiner. Diving to his backhand side and spearing that sharp one-hopper. This happened quick. Shiner fully extended and quickly gets onto his feet, and he had to rush the play in the throw to first base as he barely got Ward for the second out of the inning. Great play at third by Shiner, one of his finest of the entire season. And two men are gone here in the top of the ninth inning. The Red Ears are an out away from victory. And now the pitch to Bryson Brigman is a fastball called a strike at 96 on the gun. 0-1 the count. Next pitch coming from O'Brien. And it is outside. 1-1. One pitch from O'Brien. Inside with a breaking ball. 2-1. Rainiers trying to get back to 7 games over .500. Trying to clinch this series against Oklahoma City. Trying to nail down their 13th win in their last 16 games. Got to get one more out. 2-1 pitch to Brigman is outside. Ball three. And it's the curveball that O'Brien's been missing with here. 3-1 now. Here's the pitch, and it is outside, ball four, and Oklahoma City is not done yet. They get a two-out walk. Brigman heads down to first base. He's reached three times in this game, and now Drew Avens is the hitter. Avens, a left-handed batter, 0-for-3 in this game. Rainiers are not holding on the runner with a four-run lead. So Brigman takes off for second, and the pitch is called a strike on the inside edge, 0-1. So no steal for Brigman there. He just takes second on defensive indifference, because the Rainiers don't really care about him at all right now with a four-run lead and two outs in the ninth. They're indifferent. The 0-1 pitch swung on, grounded to first. This should do it. Tanarowicz fields it, takes it to the bag for the out, and that's the ball game. Rainiers win. 5-1 the final score, and Tacoma gets the victory over Oklahoma City, and the Rainiers have won four of the first five games of this series against Oklahoma City, who is the league's best team and has the best record in AAA baseball. But this week, the Rainiers have had their number. They have clinched a series win, winning four out of five so far. And they're going to try to make it five out of six in the series finale tomorrow at 1:35 p.m. Rainiers win it. 5-1 the final score. Stick around. We'll recap the action and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard in the Tacoma Rainiers post-game show coming up next.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
When things feel crazy, it's good to remember what you can always count on. At Propel Insurance, That includes agents who understand your business, a claims department that never quits, and smart risk management programs customized around your unique assets and risks. At Propel, we're here to help you thrive, no matter what's ahead. Let us show you how we can help with a complimentary risk assessment. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
At Renewal by Andersen, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Bright Airs win. They beat Oklahoma City. 5-1 is the final score. And for Tacoma, a series victory. They've won four of the first five games of this six-game series against Oklahoma City that wraps up with the day game tomorrow afternoon. The Red Ears had a great start today from Tommy Malone, 5 2/3 scoreless innings. He was perfect until there were two outs in the fifth, retiring the first 14 batters of the game. And by that point, the Red Ears had built a lead against the Oklahoma City starting pitcher Landon Knack. A big rally in the second inning. Adam Engel led off with a walk, and then Robbie Todorowicz hit a grounder to short that looked like it was going to be a double play, except for Bryson Brigman, the shortstop for Oklahoma City, tried to pick up the grounder with his glove and flip it all in one motion from his glove to the second baseman, and that plan did not work. The ball went awry. Everyone was safe. An error was charged to Brigman, and the Red Ears had runners at first and second with no one out, and they really took advantage. Riley Unruh then singled up the middle. It scored Engel, made it 1-0 Rainiers. Pedro Severino followed with a single to left field, loading the bases. Ryan Bliss was up next. He was hit by a pitch on the elbow. That forced in a run, made it 2-0. And then the rally continued. Zach Deloach had a bloop single fall in left center, bringing in another run, making it 3-0. And at that point, three runs were in and the bases were still loaded with no one out. It could have turned into a monstrous inning, although the Rainiers only got one more because O'Keefe struck out, but then Trammell hit a sack fly that brought in Severino to make it 4-0. And then Knack got Jake Scheiner to ground out to end the inning. Still, the four-run rally proved to be the game winner today because the Rainiers' pitching was so good in this contest. They added another run in the third when Adam Engel connected on a solo homer to left field, his 11th of the year. That made it 5-0 Tacoma. And the Red Ears did not score the rest of the way. In fact, had just two hits the rest of the way. But it didn't matter because the pitching was terrific today. Tommy Malone, 5 2/3 scoreless innings. After a two-out walk in the sixth, the Red Ears went to Devin Sweet from the bullpen. He retired Miguel Vargas to end the top of the sixth inning. In the seventh, things got a little dicey. This was the only time that the Red Ears lead felt a little flimsy. David Dahl led off the seventh with a solo homer to left center, his third homer of this series, and that made it 5-1. Then David Freitas singled to left, Ryan Ward walked, and Bryson Brigman singled, and now Oklahoma City had the bases loaded with no one out. They had the tying run at the plate, but Sweet was able to bear down, and he struck out Drew Avens, got Valleca to fly out to shallow left, and then the Red Ears brought in Steven Kolek to face the veteran Yanni Hernandez, and Kolek got him to ground out to second base, ending that threat of the seventh with only the one run scoring and keeping it 5-1. And from that point forward, the Red Ears were in control. Kolek retired the side in order in the eighth, and Riley O'Brien pitched a scoreless ninth, getting a web gem from Jake Scheiner at third to help out. And Tacoma beat Oklahoma City 5-1 was the final score. Here are the final totals for Tacoma. 5 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They left 7 on base. Oklahoma City, 1 run, 5 hits, 1 error, left 7 on base. Winning pitcher is Tommy Malone. He's 5-1. The loss goes to Landon Knack. He's 2-1. No save today. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 27 minutes. The attendance, 6,121. with the victory. The Red Deers are 60-53 on the season. That includes a record of 23-15 in the second half. Oklahoma City falls to 73-38 on the year. They are also 23-15 in the second half. The series finale is tomorrow at 1:35 in the afternoon. And the Red Deers are going to start Logan Allen against Ryan Pepio for Oklahoma City. We'll be on the air with our pregame show at 1:20, planning to visit with manager John Russell for the Sunday interview tomorrow afternoon. So tune in at 1:20 for that. Red Deers win it 5-1, the final score. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
Is your business in need of a reliable propane company to keep your forklifts, heaters, or cooking equipment running? Do you run propane fleet vehicles or have a need for a resale dispenser? At AmeriGas, we are the commercial professionals and can create a system and delivery schedule that meets your needs. It keeps your business running smooth and worry-free. Call AmeriGas today and see how we can help your business. Your local propane professional is Ron Patrick, 1-541-450-1533.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Rainiers win. They beat Oklahoma City 5-1. Let's check out our Major League Baseball scoreboard. Up the road in Seattle, the Mariners hosting Baltimore. The M's with an 8-game winning streak on the line tonight, and no score in the 8th inning as George Kirby is still in the game and has allowed just 2 hits through 7-plus innings for Seattle. He's locked up with Cole Irvin, who's out of the game for Baltimore, but Irvin threw well for Baltimore, and they are scoreless in the 8th inning right now. Felix Hernandez inducted into the Seattle Mariners Hall of Fame in a ceremony prior to the start of the Mariners game today. All right, Sal, some final scores from the American League. Detroit hit 4 homers and beat Boston 6-2, 2 of those homers by Kerry Carpenter. Tampa Bay, big rally in the bottom of the ninth, scored 3 runs and walked off Cleveland 6-5. Randy Arozarena had the game-winning RBI single off the Guardians closer, Emmanuel Clase. And Houston hammered the Angels 11-3. Kyle Tucker had a 3-run homer and finished with 4 runs batted in. In interleague play, the Cubs helped out the Mariners today by beating Toronto 5-4. Christopher Morel with a go-ahead RBI double in the ninth inning to lead the Cubs to that win on the road at Toronto. So if the Mariners can win today, they would pass Toronto and take possession of the third and final wild card spot in the American League. Miami beat the Yankees 3-1. Sandy Alcantara pitched like the Cy Young Award winner that he was last year, pitching a complete game 5 hitter and striking out 10. Luis Arias with a 2-run homer for the Marlins. Minnesota beat Philadelphia 8-1. Pablo Lopez, 6 scoreless innings. 2 home runs for Joey Gallo of the Twins. Washington walked off the A's 3-2 on a homer in the bottom of the ninth inning by Keibert Ruiz. He homered on the first pitch of the bottom of the ninth inning to win the game for Washington. St. Louis, a 5-4 winner at Kansas City. Tommy Edman with 2 home runs for St. Louis. And Milwaukee holds off the White Sox 3-2. William Contreras with a go-ahead RBI single in the seventh inning. One interleague game is in play right now. The Rangers lead the Giants big 9-2 in San Francisco going to the bottom of the ninth. And in the National League, the Braves swept a doubleheader from the Mets, winning the first game 21-3. That included 8 runs in the ninth inning that the Braves scored off the utility infielder for the Mets, Danny Mendick. Ozzie Albies had a homer and 6 runs batted in. Matt Olson, 2 homers, giving him a major league leading 42 on the year. That's more than Ohtani. And Atlanta then shut him out in game 2, 6-0, as Spencer Strider tossed 7 scoreless innings. Arizona shut out San Diego 3-0 behind Zach Gallen, who earned his 12th win of the year. The Dodgers hold off Colorado 4-1 in a game that just ended. And Cincinnati at Pittsburgh postponed due to rain in Pittsburgh. They're going to try to play a doubleheader tomorrow. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here in Tacoma, the Red Deers beat Oklahoma City 5-1. We'll be back with more after this.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Rainiers win. They beat Oklahoma City 5-1, the final score today. And this victory did a couple of things. It first gave the Rainiers a guaranteed series win over visiting Oklahoma City. The Rainiers have won 4 of this 6-game series that wraps up tomorrow. Tacoma has now won 7 of the last 8 games and 13 of the last 16. The Rainiers are 10 games over 500 at home. They did not really start winning a lot of games at home early in the year, but something has clicked, and the team is now 33-23 here at Cheney Stadium this season. And there was Rainier's victory number 60 on the year overall, 60-53. Tacoma entered play today, tied with Las Vegas for the top spot in the second half standings, and Vegas is in action right now, and they're only in the fifth inning. As we look at our PCL scoreboard, Sacramento 7, Las Vegas 6, the score in the fifth inning. That's a very high-scoring ballpark there, Las Vegas ballpark. Long way to go in that game. But if Sacramento can hang on and win it, the Rainiers would have the top spot in the second half standings all by themselves, because Oklahoma City, it doesn't count. They don't qualify in the second half standings because they won the first half. So they have nothing to play for in the second half playoff-wise, because they've already clinched a playoff spot. Other PCL scores, Round Rock defeated Albuquerque 10-7 in Round Rock, Texas. El Paso and Sugar Land are playing football in El Paso. The Chihuahuas leading 17-10 in the seventh inning. And Salt Lake and Reno are tied 3-3 at the seventh inning stretch at Greater Nevada Field. All right, tomorrow's game is the last game of the homestand. It's at 1:35, and Tacoma is sending Logan Allen to the mound against Dodgers right-hander Ryan Pepio. And we'll start our pregame show up at 1:20. We'll have a pregame visit with John Russell, as long as he's willing, of course. I think he will be. He always is. So we'll interview Russell tomorrow and run that on the pregame show. Tune in early at 1:20 tomorrow afternoon. That'll do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where once again our final score today, behind the pitching of Tommy Malone, the Tacoma Rainiers are victorious. They defeat Oklahoma City 5-1. Have a great rest of your night.